The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we're officially into that slow time, which means it's going to be fun, and we're on our ways to Vegas. So let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday. Hope everybody's in a great mood. Have some fun today. We do things a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, whatever you do, put odds on it.
Whatever you do.
Yeah. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show today.
I mean, it's going to be more fun than sports, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I actually did.
We're done with sports, right?
I did do some homework, though. I put together my top 25 list of movies since 2000. But
oh,
I didn't,
you did it.
I don't have them in order.
Okay.
But I have my top 25 movies.
I saw your list, and I did mine.
Yeah? How far off are we?
Not too far off. I think I have a little bit more, maybe a couple more comedies and superhero flicks than you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to see either of your. When are we doing this? 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll do it at 5 o'clock.
Okay. I have a Adam West sex story that we can talk about.
I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right.
Man, we got good stuff there.
Yeah, it's a golden day,
and we're off to Vegas right after the show, which is going to be fun. Typical me. I'm going through looking at our flight and everything and trying to figure out if there's any way that we can get to play that 11 o'clock awful tournament at the Luxor.
Probably not going to happen.
Well, we'd land at 10:52, but if there's no weather problems, we'd probably get there a little bit early. And since we're staying at the Luxor, we could go sign in, then check into the room and just, you know, miss a round or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it's possible.
But you,
of course, that thing always fills up, too. That's the problem. But hopefully,
maybe we'll be on a waiting list.
Wednesday night, maybe it won't be too bad.
And you're always annoyed with me because I check a bag.
Yeah, well.
So we got to wait on that.
Yeah. But you bring beer back and stuff.
That's true.
Yeah. I do not check bags. But it's
possible. I shouldn't. I feel like I shouldn't because as poorly as things tend to go for me.
You haven't lost a bag yet.
I've lost no bags. Knock on this strange material.
Oh, we know what's happening now.
But, yeah, that's...
We know exactly what's going to happen to you on this trip.
Probably so.
Because there's always something. So, all right, 713-780-3776. Talk about panicking Astros fan if you want. You can do that.
I mean, there's not much to say. We knew that there was going to be a sort of drop off, and this is what we got.
A regression to the mean, as Matt Dean used to say on the show all the time.
Yeah, and that's where we're at right now. So I don't think that it's permanent. I just think that we're in a bad spot. Yeah. And
got to get their pitchers healthy.
They got to get everybody healthy. We got to figure out a way to hang in there until they don't have to. And, you know, right now they're in survival mode. They're not doing a great job of surviving it.
No.
But
no.
Did you really expect them to? I didn't.
No, I was hoping if they could get out of this week 500, that'd be a victory.
Yeah.
And they're not really hitting right now.
But that's
either.
The thing. Like, listen, when the Astros score 12 runs in a game, it doesn't matter who pitched for you. You're probably okay, but these 4-2 games, you need more out of your offense if you're going to win with these pitchers gone.
Yeah, but way too early to panic.
Yeah, I agree.
We didn't get to this yesterday, but I want to just do one last basketball thing.
What?
The Daryl Morey thing.
Oh, the trick up his sleeve?
Yeah. So they're not unbeatable.
Right.
There have been bigger upsets in sports history. We're going to keep improving our roster.
Okay.
We are used to long odds. If Golden State makes the odds longer, we might up our risk profile and get even more aggressive. We have something up our sleeve.
Okay, listen. Daryl Morey being used to long odds means nothing, because how many times has he cashed at the end of the season? So whatever
one run to the conference finals.
Okay.
That's a good run.
Yeah.
It's not the ultimate goal, but it's a good run.
Right. But when he says we've faced long odds and everybody's facing long odds, that's to win the championship. And saying you're used to being used to facing long odds means nothing, because you've never overcome them. That's, I don't know. I'm so sick of his game.
Yeah, what do you have up your sleeve? You bringing Dwight Howard back? Is that your sleeve?
Okay.
You gonna go get Carmelo? Is that your sleeve?
Good luck. I'm telling you now, and I firmly believe when we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. If you don't take any players from the Spurs, the Cavs, or the Warriors, you cannot make a team good enough to win a title. I really believe that. So, like, if and remember when we did that exercise?
Yeah.
I think that it, you know, you could, if you go out and get Paul George and Carmelo Anthony and Chris Paul and James Harden, I'd still pick the Warriors.
I'll tell you what, the one thing he could have up his sleeve, which he doesn't, there's no way, LeBron. If LeBron's up your sleeve, okay.
Yep. If you get LeBron, we'll talk.
Yeah.
Man, that he'd have to be wearing a really big suit jacket to hide that thing up his sleeve, though.
Yeah.
And of all the places LeBron could go, why would he pick Houston?
He wouldn't.
He wouldn't.
Just stay where he is. Go try to get a couple more players. And, yeah. No, here you go. Here's up your sleeve. If you have LeBron and Kevin Durant up your sleeve.
That would be interesting.
There you go. Now I'm interested.
Yeah.
Now I'm interested. But you got to find ways to try to stay relevant with your fan base, especially when people just watch these playoffs and they realize the gap that's there. I think you have to find stuff, but we shall see. Brandon asked, what are the odds the Astros regret calling up Derek Fisher if he struggles as trade value goes down? Maybe, but if he gets a bunch of hits, then it goes up. I mean, I think he's pretty highly regarded, and most guys realize that they're not going to come and tear it up right away. So I don't think it affects it too much, but it's definitely a good question. So I would say the odds are 5% they wind up regret calling him up.
Yeah.
Black Spotted Zebra wants to know, what are the odds that people will still woo with Reddick being on the 7-day DL? My friends that have been going said that's gone way down, but it's probably because they're losing. I don't think it has anything to do with Reddick. It's just, it's kind of hard to go out there and scream and stuff when your team is getting its butt whipped.
Yeah.
So I think that's, now I will say this and don't tell anybody. Okay. I don't want this to become public knowledge. I'd rather the Astros be winning and people wooing than them losing and not wooing. Now losing and wooing would be the worst.
That would be really bad.
Yeah.
That'd be almost criminal in my opinion.
713-780-ESPN. Okay. You said when Yahoo Sports said it, you'd believe it. Breaking: Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor fight is set for August 26th in Las Vegas, per Yahoo Sports.
I still can't believe this is happening. If it does happen,
well,
I still don't know that it will happen. I'm still not sold.
Yeah, there's a part of me that they're going. Somebody's going to eject here. There's no way it happens, but people will be interested in it. Somebody asked me the other day on Twitter, would I buy the fight? No, I probably wouldn't. I would. I'll be curious. I mean, it's just, it's a show. It's like, to me, it's like wrestling.
Yeah.
It's entertainment. And people want to see it. You know what this is? Remember the Great White Hype?
That yes.
Terrific movie? That's what this was. That's what this is going to be. Conor McGregor is Peter Berg.
God, people don't realize that he's just got no chance. I don't know why people don't realize that. I don't know why people are so intrigued to see it. And the worst part of it all is boxing guy is going to come at MMA guy and say, see, I told you these guys aren't that good.
Well, as an MMA guy, you probably don't like that. But that's they will say that. It won't be fair.
Honestly,
if you put McGregor into the octagon and Conor kicked his ass, nobody would be saying, no, oh, he's not that good.
No.
You wouldn't be saying that at all. You'd be saying, well, it's just something he's not used to doing.
I mean, how long did James Toney last when he tried to fight against Randy Couture? A little over a minute?
Yeah. It's a damn good minute, though.
Hey, good for it. Not really. He didn't get much done.
No, he lasted longer than I thought he would. But I think people are into it because it's going to be hype. It's going to be entertainment. So they're all curious. But the reality is, and you know, you follow both sports pretty closely. It's just the fight itself. Well, and in all honesty, most Mayweather fights aren't interesting.
Yeah.
Even if you really like guys who are tactical and guys who fight defensively, and he's about as good defensively as there is, he's almost impossible to hit, it's still boring to watch.
Yeah.
And it doesn't diminish his greatness, but I think people want to see this, and they're fired up about it, and good for them. I'm certainly skeptical. Now, I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, this is just making a mockery of boxing. Boxing's been making a mockery out of itself for decades. It doesn't do that at all. It's just, is it going to be, people are curious because they just think McGregor might, you know, that maybe Floyd's done. And the reality is, I don't know what the number would be in Vegas. There's not a number high enough to get me to bet on Conor McGregor.
The weird thing is, there are people who, the people who are trying, who've been trying to sell me that this is like a worthwhile fight, have said, oh, well, Floyd's never fought a puncher like Conor McGregor.
Canelo Alvarez.
He's fought plenty of guys who are better punchers than Conor McGregor. And he's like, well, what, you know, if Conor McGregor lands one full force on him, I mean, first, you're not wearing 4-ounce gloves. And secondly, no, he's had some pretty solid punchers hit. I mean, if he took Miguel Cotto's best shot, I think he can take Conor McGregor's best shot. And I don't know.
Miguel Cotto's pretty, yeah. But most of those guys never got to get their best shot on him.
Yeah.
Why would Conor McGregor?
Well, I don't know what people think. I think it's going to be a it's going to be embarrassing. But somebody wants to see it.
Well, and yeah, I'm curious because I it'll be good attention for both sports. So from a marketing standpoint, fine. I'm down with it. But trying to convince me that it's going to be a good fight, not so much. 713-780 ESPN is your number. And we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We'll get some phone calls on a What Are the Odds Wednesday, so get lined up if you want in. And we'll also just do some general fun stuff today. Beth's going to join us at 6:15, so be ready for that. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. DJ Troville just wants to see the trash talk on Mayweather McGregor 24/7. I don't know if that'll be HBO, though.
I don't either.
If it is, that I guarantee that would be cool.
I don't think it will be HBO. No, because he boxes on Showtime. And
well, his deal ended with Showtime, so I don't know whether this is going to be...
It'll probably be on UFC Fight Pass.
It's probably UFC, yeah. Which would be too bad, because that would make a great 24/7. That'd be much better than the fight. Chase, what are the odds of McGregor last more rounds than the Texans have wins?
I don't think that Floyd will put him away too quick.
I agree.
I think he'll, because I don't think he feels threatened by him, so I think he'll play with him for a little while.
Was there something wrong with Twitter today? My Twitter was out for like 2 hours.
No, I haven't noticed it.
On my phone. Because I hadn't, there was a bunch of stuff on there that I hadn't responded to, and then I look up and suddenly there's like 15 things.
No, I don't know. So I haven't had any problems. I haven't really looked at my Twitter very much today, though.
All right, let's squeeze in some phone calls here on a What Are the Odds Wednesday, and we shall start with Josh. What's up, Josh?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, fellas. Hey, I just wanted to say something about the McGregor Mayweather fight, a lot of people don't realize, it's just like with Mayweather and Pacquiao. They had rumors every 3 or 4 months, and they would book arenas, and commissions would approve it, but the contract would never, they'd never come to agreement on terms. And I personally don't believe the UFC, Conor, and Floyd will ever be able to agree from a financial standpoint.
Well,
we'll just get a bunch of hype.
It wouldn't surprise me if that's the case. Not one bit.
Yeah, and this is just a tweet from Yahoo Sports, so I don't have any more details yet.
Yeah.
So, but I imagine it'll be a big topic when we get to Vegas tomorrow.
Yep.
Even though I think Ward Kovalev, too, is a better fight. It's just not as interesting to people.
Right.
But I guarantee you, I'd be willing to bet money that that's going to be a good fight again. Let's try Richard. What's up, Richard?
Hey, sports to you guys.
Sports to you.
What's the odds of the Houston Texans winning 10 games this year?
You see what's happening here? People are already wanting to talk about the Texans.
Yeah.
They can't
well,
go.
Well, they wrapped up minicamp today.
Like sports, it's just they've got to get back to the sports.
I have the Texans at 9-7. Maybe they win one more.
And I don't think it's impossible.
No, I mean, I'd say it's about 30% they win 10 games or more.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good enough to win 10 games. They get good offense, which we shall see. I mean, a lot of positives as far as the offseason program, but that's the offseason program.
Yep.
Let's try Jose.
Hello. Sports.
Sports, Jose.
What are the odds that you guys have a crazy plane story when you guys come back?
I hope not. I mean, it'd be really great.
98%. Because I don't have many, but when I do, they're really bad. So.
And you're kind of due for one?
I'm due for one, man. I've had nothing but good flights. It's been almost 2 years since I had the issues with United. I think I'm due.
And AJ just had his crazy one.
AJ has a crazy one every trip. Almost.
I mean, I've had enough, right?
And it's usually...
I don't deserve that.
Usually get it on the way over.
Yeah.
And then it's out of the way, and then you get another one on the way back on half of those trips. I think from a odds perspective, it's probably my turn. But we'll see. I mean, I'm always worried about the flights over there because you get the pay-per-views that are flying to Vegas for the weekend. I'm always worried about getting stuck next to one of them. Just because you never know what comes of that.
Yeah.
But.
Knock on fake wood.
Yeah, is this is like.
I don't know. It's like peeling off, so it's not wood.
It's not wood. I'm not quite sure what it is.
So maybe shouldn't knock on it. I don't know if that makes for bad luck.
Well, we shall see. But yeah,
we shall overcome.
So nobody's going with us this trip, right, John?
Nope.
It's just us?
Correct.
Interesting. We'll make it work. Is weed officially legal there now?
Yeah, but you have to have like a I think you have to have some kind of a card or something like that. I don't know. Like if you've got,
do you have to be a resident?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what?
It's a question for our friends out there. I
yeah,
believe.
Yeah. Who I will text on the next break.
I would guess they've got something that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll be okay.
Yeah,
not too worried about that. Man, did you see that high rise in London?
Yes.
Catch on fire this morning? And like, I was reading the stories. Some lady on the 9th floor threw her baby out. So a dude caught it to save her baby. 9 floors.
What about her?
I don't know. When I was reading it this morning, there were only like 6 dead, but it's got to be more than that.
What good's the baby if the mom's not there? Yeah. What is that guy going to take care of that baby now?
I hope when the guy caught it, it didn't mean he stuck with it.
No thanks.
Better hands than Will Fuller there?
Oh, yeah. You don't throw it to Will Fuller.
Yeah. Throw that thing to Will Fuller. That's a dead baby. Splat. Right off his hands. But, yeah, it was a... I hate getting in and reading details on stories like that because some of it's just, you know, it's just horrible. And the people being trapped on the 20th floor and looking out the windows begging for help. It's like, what can you do? You can't fly a helicopter up there. You'll catch that on fire. So, yes, could it be the Astros have already peaked? No, they're just going through injuries, and it's the ups and downs of a baseball stadium. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in, and be happy to take your phone calls. What are the odds the Rangers could catch the Astros? Will it be because the Rangers play well or the Astros choke? It'd have to be a little of both.
Yeah.
I mean, I still think it's about 15% at this point, but it could happen because I still think the Rangers have kind of proven this. They get better as the season goes on, and as they get healthier, then I think they'll continue to get better. I still think they're a threat to make a wild card at some point. But, yeah, the Astros will start getting some guys back, and you get Keuchel back, it makes such a huge difference.
No doubt.
Yeah, somebody says fight will be Showtime pay-per-view. So
I mean, no one knows. It's not official yet.
Yeah. I
would guess that would be the case, but I don't know.
Sorry, AJ, but I love it when you have bad plane trips because it makes for damn good radio afterwards.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
I hate you.
it is funny. I mean, I get a kick out of them.
No,
oh, not the vomit story. I did not get a kick out of that. Yeah, that's disgusting. Let's try Charles on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. What's up, Charles?
Hey, sports.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, what are the odds that best show on Saturday night gets canceled within a month? I was listening on Saturday, and that was weird.
The best show?
Beth Show.
Oh, Beth Show. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, what was weird about
it yet?
I think they had swingers in on Saturday.
Oh. Well, there's different strokes for different folks, right, Fred? Yeah,
more strokes, I guess, if you're swinging. I don't know.
Extra strokes.
Yes, that's a very much a stroke thing. I don't know, man. It's just like I tell anybody else, if you're going to have swingers on there, that's not for me. I'm not really interested.
So you're not a swingers guy.
No, I just won't listen. Same thing we tell people about
this
show.
I like the movie Swingers.
Yeah, but that was not really about that per se.
No, it wasn't, but it was still, the title was the title.
Kevin Ioli is the one who's reporting this.
Wow.
It'd be held in Vegas at either the MGM Grand Garden or T-Mobile Arena.
My guess would be T-Mobile.
Yeah, unless T-Mobile's already booked.
But oddly enough, they don't have that many. They don't have that many things on their calendar. So I would guess it's not, and I would guess they would want to do it at the biggest venue possible.
Right.
So why would they pick?
They'd sell out T-Mobile.
Why would they pick that date if it were booked there?
No confirmation has been provided at this time from Mayweather Promotions, UFC, Showtime, or the Fighters. So, yeah, it would be Showtime.
All right.
There you have it. Well, I'm still skeptical it'll happen.
I'm going to be skeptical until they get in the ring and fight.
Obi-Wan wants to know, what are the odds McGregor puts on a better showing than CM Punk's first fight?
Oh, I would hope so.
Got to be 85%, right?
I would hope so. Yeah.
It wouldn't take much.
McGregor has a better chance than CM Punk did. And that, I mean, CM Punk had about the same chance that I would have had in a UFC fight. Maybe even less. I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't have lost that quickly. I would have at least I would have at least landed a punch.
All right, guys, got to tell you, if you're not in Vegas and you want to get in on your poker and you don't feel like going over to Louisiana, well, you can go right down to Clear Lake and play in a nice legal room at Mint Poker, M-I-N-T Poker. It's Houston's premier poker destination, the official poker room of ESPN 97.5, now open for business, 20 tables of exciting rake-free poker action 7 days a week, and they've got a seat waiting for you. And those cash games, man, have been great. We did that tournament Saturday, really good turnout. So just get down there. Daily tournaments, cash games for players of all levels of expertise, now open for business in Clear Lake. And they have put together a nice, well-run room down there. There's no reason to drive to Louisiana. No matter what your play level, they got you covered. And they're also offering free one-month introductory memberships to ESPN 97.5 listeners. All you have to do is visit mintpokerclubs.com/ESPN today and get your free membership. And perfectly legal because it's memberships and seat rental base. There's no rake. and it's a really well-run organization. Hottest poker action in Texas. Head over to Mint Poker and experience everything that they have to offer. All memberships include unlimited tournament and cash game play. For your free one-month introductory club membership, visit mintpokerclubs.com/ESPN and join the Blitz and ESPN 97.5 as we go all in at Mint Poker.
ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Brad McTaggart tweeting out Fisher taking batting practice. So he's here. He's with your Astros.
Yay.
Francis Martez tonight. Your top arm prospect.
Good luck. So your top arm and your top bat prospects tonight, maybe.
Yeah. A good one from 832. What are the odds Watson throws more touchdowns than Watt gets sacks? I'm guessing I'm only going to go 10% because, well, then you got the whole J.J. Watt injury factor. I don't think Deshaun Watson is going to be starter week one unless Savage is hurt, but he could be starter as soon as week four. The way the schedule's set up, I think they're going to get off to a good start. So it may be week eight, which would be preferable before he's in there. I'd be willing to go 90% he's the starter by the end of the season.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be later in the season.
All right.
And I think Watt gets at least 12 sacks, so I don't think you're going to get 12 touchdown passes in four games unless you're a superstar. So I'll go Watt, significant favorite there.
I mean, yeah, I'll probably go the same, 75-25.
Yeah, I think that's a good number. I was listening to the update there on the break, and he was reporting it like news that Bill O'Brien reiterated that Tom Savage is going to be the starting quarterback. But we went through those quotes. And it's kind of like, yeah, he's the number one guy, but he's got to keep earning it. They've left the door wide open here. I mean, they're saying nice things about both of them. And
nobody says anything nice about Brandon Whedon.
Well, he kind of throws him in there. Okay, here's today's quotes. It says, what were you looking from quarterback Tom Savage when the offseason began, and did you see that from him? Absolutely. Look, with all those guys at that position.
Wait, what were you looking for, and did you see it? Did you see it from him? Absolutely.
Absolutely, he saw whatever it was he was looking
for. He's not going to tell us what he was looking
for. But he says, with all those guys at that position you're looking for, especially the guys that have been here, you're looking for good retention of the system and being able to go out on the field and execute it. OTAs is hard. Maybe are hard because from a defensive standpoint, you really don't know what you're getting on a down-to-down basis, so being able to read coverages, understand blitzes, be able to execute the play, and then from a rookie player like Deshaun, you're just looking for his ability to improve day-to-day. Don't make the same mistake twice. Be able to learn from day one to the next, the playbook, but also the execution on the field getting better. So I think all three of those guys, see, he didn't mention him by name, all three of those guys have really improved.
Okay.
I'm really happy with where we are at that position. All three of those guys had good springs. And he didn't really answer the next question. What would you like to see Tom get better at once you get to training camp? And he says, he's thrown for, I think, 66% in the spring here, which I know it's OTAs, not pads. You better throw 66% in OTAs.
I would hope so.
He says, I know relative to OTAs, that's a pretty good percentage with the team and the 7-on-7s. He's executed very well. I think the big thing is it's not necessarily as much getting better. It's now the pads are on. How do you perform in the practices in the game, getting better every single day? So wait a minute. It's not necessarily as much about getting better, but it's also about getting better every single day.
Yeah.
That's kind of what he looks for. That's what he says. So there's Bill O'Brien on your quarterbacks.
You feel better about the situation?
I feel pretty good about the situation. I actually think that Watson's going to be ready ahead of schedule. I really believe that, and I I just don't know what Savage is going to give you, but it can't be much worse than what you got last year out of him and Osweiler.
True.
Somebody mentioned, what, imagine if Osweiler had thrown that baby. Yeah. Or Christian Hackenberg. Here, catch. Oh, thunk, thunk, thunk.
Womp, womp.
Probably didn't get it over the 8th floor balcony.
Or someone else would have caught it.
Right.
Besides the guy it was intended for.
Yeah, so some guy 10 feet away, a reporter. If it's Hackenberg, a reporter would have caught it. But, no, I'm pretty high on, I guess I'm pretty high on Deshaun Watson, and I think at some point he's going to be a really good quarterback for them, and I think it'll be sooner rather than later.
You think he'll be really good sooner rather than later?
Yeah, I think by the end of next year, he'll be playing and playing well.
Okay.
Now, how well? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what all they're going to ask him to do. It may be a lot like the Cowboys did with Dak Prescott. Let's run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, and put you in good positions. They can do that. I think it'll be very effective. But, like I said, we've always said the Cowboys have that one thing that the Texans don't with that offensive line.
That's true.
And I don't know that they can run the ball as effectively, even though I think they've got good running backs. I still don't know who your right tackle is. And, you know, we'll see.
I'm trying to think who would be a reasonable comparison for him by the end of 27 or by the end of 2018, if you'd feel good about him. I mean, I guess because the guys that were drafted in 2015, I mean, the only two guys taken in the first two rounds were the first two picks, Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota.
And those guys were okay in their first year.
Yeah, it's probably unreasonable to expect Deshaun Watson to be what those guys are because those guys were better NFL prospects than Deshaun Watson.
I don't know what those guys are yet, though. I mean, I think they've progressed. Yeah,
where they are now, you'd be really pleased if Deshaun Watson was where they are by the end of 2018, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
I'd be thrilled.
I think he's walking into a better situation than those two guys were.
I agree with that.
And I think that gives him a chance to be more successful than those guys at that point.
I also think he's got...
But I also expect to see Jameis Winston to continue to improve. I expect to see Mariota to continue to improve. And, I think those are fair guys to compare him to.
Okay.
Because I think, just like I thought those were the two best guys in that draft, I think he's the best guy in this draft. I don't think they should have gone 1-2 either, but
the scary thing is, by the end of 2 years, he could have been 2016 Blake Bortles, and you might be thinking, "Hey, maybe we got something here." And then it turns out, no.
And that's always a possibility. And I don't think it's going to happen. I'm hopeful that this guy is going to be able to play, but it's a possibility. Sure, he might become Blake Bortles, and show you one season where you go, "Oh." Well, he can throw it all over the yard and throw a bunch of touchdowns. Those too many picks, but okay. We can cut those picks down. And then by cutting the picks down, you cut down everything else too. And now Jacksonville's like, is this our guy or not?
Here's my hot take. Deshaun Watson, 2 years from now, will be somewhere between Derek Carr and Johnny Manziel. Somewhere in that range.
That's a pretty broad range. He's either going to be good or he's going to suck. Come on, Hoffman. That's your hottest take.
That's all I got. He'll either...
He's not going to be Johnny Manziel because he's not going to get into all the off-field crap that Manziel did that ruined his career.
We hope not.
He'll be on a roster longer than Manziel was.
Okay. Well, that's what I said. I think he'll be better. I just don't think he'll be quite as good as Derek Carr. So somewhere in the middle.
I think
somewhere in the gigantic deep middle.
I think Derek Carr is a good level to shoot for.
Oh, yeah.
If he can be that, or yeah, I don't see why he can't. I mean, if he can do that, that's great.
I mean, that would be that. Everybody would be thrilled out of their minds.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If that were the
now,
case.
Now, will he? I don't know. I still don't know that. That Carr would have been Derek Carr if he'd have come here.
I don't know either. Derek Carr plays behind one of the best offensive lines in the league.
Yeah.
He's got a really good defense, which, I mean, so does...
Their defense is good, but I think the fact they have a really good offensive line and frankly, their play calling is a hell of a lot better than the Texans,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Well, and they've got two very good wide receivers. Amari Cooper looks like a star to me, and Lord knows where Michael Crabtree started to get good again, but yeah, he did.
They got a lot of weapons around him.
If somehow Deshaun Watson turns into the next Derek Carr, I mean, you've hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
But I just think that there's, and when I was clearly joking when I said somewhere between Johnny Manziel and Derek Carr, because that's
no, that was a hot take.
That was basically every quarterback that's been drafted in the last 5 years is somewhere between those two guys. But there's a pretty broad middle there, and you hope that he's more on the high end of the mean than you hope he's not EJ Manuel or Geno Smith. And that's why if he...
And those are possibilities, too.
They are, absolutely. I mean, these are all guys that were high draft picks. That's why, when I said Blake Bortles, you kind of were like, oh, I mean,
it could be worse. Better than those guys, yeah.
It could be way worse.
Oh, no, I'm not saying there's no chance that he bombs, because there is a chance.
If he's Blake Bortles in 2 years, you at least... You've got something that you can maybe work with. If he's EJ Manuel in 2 years, you're in trouble. If he's Geno Smith in 2 years, you're in trouble.
I think he will be better than those guys.
I mean, I do too.
I think he'll be significantly better than those guys. But he could also wind up being pretty average, and that won't be good enough 3 years from now. If you're just average, if you're a lesser Alex Smith, then that's a bust because you used two picks on him.
That's true.
So,
but I mean, you know, at least Alex Smith doesn't suck.
No, I'm saying a lesser Alex Smith. Like a guy who's like that, maybe not as good.
Yeah.
You see him. I think the ceiling is really high for him. I think the floor is I think the floor is still to be determined.
Okay.
But let's say he was Alex Smith. Would that be worth the two picks you gave up for him? He would probably fit what you
it
do.
It depends on how the rest of the team plays. Like if the defense continues to be great and you've got a good running game, Alex Smith might be enough to make you competitive. If they'd had Alex Smith the last 2 years, don't you think this team would have been competing for something real? I feel like they would have been.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's why they've gone out and got a quarterback. Try to get somebody with more upside.
You know, I think that let's say he's Andy Dalton.
That's a good example. Andy Dalton's probably the best example.
You can live with that, right?
You can live with that. Can you win with that?
Or is he? What if he's Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, Cousins is an interesting one because he has moments of brilliance and moments and games where you just say this guy's not an NFL quarterback.
I think
you still got to pay him.
I think the line that you draw is it that Bortles Tannehill line, where if he's worse than that, it's a legit bust. If he's that, it's going to take a little while for you to figure it out.
Then you're going to be stuck in that, is he the guy conversation.
Yeah. And then you bet. But
it's like the Redskins are with Kirk Cousins.
But the reality is those kind of guys, if Ryan Tannehill or Blake Bortles were on a really good football team, if Ryan Tannehill were on the Denver Broncos the last two seasons, maybe they're competitive.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about what's around you, and he's got a lot around him. You know, he's got arguably one of the two or three best defenses in the league. He's got a good running game. I just feel like that the maybe people's expectations are getting to be out of whack. Like if we're really thinking him being Derek Carr in 2 years is feasible, I mean, hell, I guess anything's possible. But to me, that would be a damn miracle if he's Derek Carr level in 2 years. Well, Derek Carr was an MVP candidate this year.
Until he got hurt, yeah. All right, guys, Father's Day is this Sunday. You know dads are hard to shop for. The challenge is to get that great-looking gift that's useful and doesn't break the bank. Thankfully, this year there's Harry's Shave Sets, and there's still time to get dad the perfect gift from Harry's. No matter who you're buying for, this year you can save monies with Harry's with a special offer just for the Blitzers. Use coupon code BLITZ at checkout. You're going to save $5 off whatever you buy. So if you want to get something for yourself, You can do that. You want to get something for your dad, your grandfather, your father-in-law. You want to look like a champ and get them something that comes in a really cool-looking box and gets sent right to them. I mean, that's the way to do it. Harry Shave Sets start at just $15. You get a razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, and three of Harry's five-blade engineered razors. And the limited edition Father's Day Shave Set includes a black razor handle, a chrome razor stand, Harry's moisturizing foaming shave gel, three of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges, and a travel cover. So it makes a great, great gift that you can send right to them. Go to harrys.com right now and redeem a special offer just for the Blitzers. Harry's will give you $5 off your purchase with promo code BLITZ. Don't wait. Father's Day is this Sunday and time is running out. Order today, harrys.com. Enter code BLITZ at checkout to get $5 off.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's fun. It's sun. It's a volleyball tournament, and it's a beach party. It's SunFest 2017, presented by Pacifico. Celebrate summer with ESPN 97.5. Grab your sunscreen, beach towel, chair, and head out to East Beach to play beach volleyball, look for hidden treasure in a beach dig, and hang out with your favorite sports radio hosts that aren't us. Log on to ESPN975.com for all the details and find out how you can play to win a four-night stay at any Red Roof Inn in the USA. Quick college football note. Good hire by Lincoln Riley to get Ruffin McNeil. He's going to be a defensive line coach for him. But
always finds a job.
Yeah, he does. And I think he's a pretty good coach.
I think he's a pretty good coordinator to have on your staff.
Right. But
I don't want to be my head coach.
No, but to get him as a defensive line coach, I think.
Is he still really fat?
I thought he lost weight. I don't know.
He used to be one of the fattest coaches.
Oh, yeah. He was like Frigin fat.
He was like somewhere between Ralph Frigin and Mark Mangino.
Yeah, but he was in that discussion.
Yeah. So. He wasn't Mangino. Mangino's the goat.
Yeah.
Or the foat, which I guess it should be, the fattest of all time.
But, it was kind of in the Charlie Weiss range, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Me Seeks Look at Me says, what are the odds of Departed is one of your top 25 movies, but none of you guys saw Internal Affairs? I have no foreign movies on there. So I'll just tell you that right now. If you're into foreign films, Americans only.
Okay? Yeah, me too.
And the other thing that is, I would put, like, I Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, I saw the originals. The American version was better. So no subtitle movies on here.
Okay.
We'll do that next segment.
Oh. I have one that's like I have one subtitle movie.
Well, that's okay. You can have one. But okay. But don't make the whole list like the New York Times did.
Okay.
ESPN has a picture of Ruffin from East Carolina, and he looks pretty thin.
Okay. Good for him.
Yeah. The stress of being a coach will kill you if you stay that fat. So squeeze in a quick call before we get to the top. Ray.
Hey, fellow sports.
Sports to you, sir.
All right. I know you guys don't pay attention to what Stephen A. says a lot, but I heard something from him. He was saying something about how Cavaliers need to give up Kevin Love for Carmelo Anthony, and that's the aggressive move that they should make for the offseason. But my whole thing is, why do you have to give up Kevin Love for Carmelo Anthony? Phil Jackson wants to just let him walk easily, so I don't think you have to give up Kevin Love.
The reason you would have to do that is because for salary cap purposes, you'd have to get rid of Kevin Love's contract to fit Carmelo Anthony.
And Stephen A. is not the only one that's been throwing that out. That was all over the place during the trade deadline that you make that move. I don't know if that makes you good enough to get over the top. Could you upgrade from Kevin Love? Yes.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what they do. Blake was asking, is it worth it if he's comparable to Tyrod Taylor? Getting back to the Watson conversation. And to me, no, because
I would say no.
Of what you invested in him. I mean, you got to keep that in mind.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor you find on the scrap heap. And that, yeah,
for
nice.
What you invested, you should be expecting to get Derek Carr in a couple of years. And if you don't, oh, well, it's a failure. Failures happen. Hey, at least they tried. They went out and got somebody. And now there will be nothing on the football front until camps open.
That's it.
So at this point, speculating is useless.
Speculation is futile. You know what's not? Switching your energy partner.
Really?
That's what's not futile. You should look into it, really. Try Eagle Energy. These guys are not only offering super competitive rates, but they're trying to make your house smarter, make your house work for you to cut down on your electricity bills. And they could save you some money. Try Eagle Energy Smart Energy 36 plan now comes with the all-new EcoB4, which is a smart thermostat. It's so smart, in fact, that it's got built-in Amazon Alexa voice service. So it listens and it talks back. Current center point rates for this plan are at 8.6 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. It's a very competitive rate, and you're locking it in for 36 months. This rate's only good till the end of the month and only good when you use that promo code ESPN. Again, and if you're in the Houston area, Tri-Eagle Energy will come out and install your thermostat for absolutely free. And this thermostat, Ecobee customers in the U.S. saved an average of 23% on their heating and cooling costs based on the analysis that they've done. And you can control it with your smartphone. I mean, it's hardwired, but it's a great tool. Go to the website, check it out. It's the EcoB4, and it comes with Tri-Eagle Smart Energy 36 plan. These guys are doing things the right way, and like I said, always competitive rates, and they're just trying to make your home work smarter for you to eventually save you money on your energy costs. Tri-Eagle Energy, TriEagleEnergy.com, and remember, when you sign up, use that promo code ESPN.